Just finishing up our second day's emphasis, most of it third down and nickel. Any questions?
Called it a favor to dial up some weather like this or what?
No, it was good. It's good, good conditions, good wind. They handled it well.
John Pierre Thomas popped on the injury list. I do not want to get into it.
Nothing specific right now. You know, his chest from last week's game.
And if needed to play a bigger role, Mark Ingram's looked pretty good in recent weeks. Are you happy with his recent progress?
Yeah, I think all those guys, you know, when you look at what Mark's done, what Kyrie's done, you know, we've got good depth there. Well, I think there's a couple things that are misleading. I think number one, and we talked about it as a team, when you really study Philadelphia, statistically, you know, the pass defense numbers suggest that they're in the bottom part of the league, and yet a lot of those numbers come from teams being behind and throwing the football. That's pretty common. With regards to the run defense, I thought that's something that, you know, as the season's gone on, probably the last half of the season, we've been real good with. And so this is a unique offense, though, in the type of runs you're getting compared to maybe a more conventional run list that you might see on a week-to-week basis. So, you know, finding your gaps and being on top of where the runner is, all those things are important.
To maybe what you guys were able to do in Chicago, take care of the football, create early turnover. How much is that maybe like what you guys are looking to do as a blueprint for this game?
I think, look, the blueprint every week is obviously to win the turnover battle. That's important, you know, especially in playoff football games. You know, and that's something Philadelphia's been outstanding in. So I think that'll be extremely important. Now, what leads to turnovers? You know, it's duress by either quarterback, you know, when they're hurried. Ball security for those that are carrying it. So there's a lot that goes into that. But from a turnover standpoint, that blueprint is pretty conventional, and especially this time of the year.
How much have you picked up pace in practice this week? You talked Monday about doing that this week. How much is that?
Well, one of the challenges is trying to simulate the offensive scout team work. And so we've been able to do that. What you find is you get through the plays quicker and practice is over quicker. You know, we're sitting here ahead of schedule again. And so they've done a good job handling that. Luke McCown, those guys, the receivers, that part of it's a challenge.
Zach talked the other day about the run game and the success you've had lately, is that you've kind of understood what y'all do better. I mean, how much of that was what happened this season, not giving up on the run, being able to figure out what y'all did well?
Well, each week, you know, there's some weeks where what you're seeing defensively make it more challenging, other weeks where, you know, you have real good opportunities. Dallas was an example. So, you know, you never want to become one-dimensional. I think that's important, especially when you're on the road. It's, you know, it's a bit of a challenge. So, you know, being smart, though, and having that balance and understanding the conditions, you know, all those things.
Talk about the many things Jimmy Graham allows you to do offensively with his multiple set of skills.
Well, he's a big target. And, you know, he's someone that understands leverage. You know, obviously a former basketball player, but he can go up and make plays above his head. And so he's, you know, not only a threat in the field, but he's a threat in the red zone. And, you know, he's having an outstanding season for us. I know there's a lot of confidence in his route tree. It's a little bit maybe more expansive than what would be a conventional tight end's route tree, but, you know, he's playing well.